Relax and Retire Financial Services is an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Retirement Your Way, brought to you by Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope, with your host, Gary Garner, and you've brought a special guest.
My old buddy Jim Bird is here.
Hello, hello, Gary.
And hey, now I'm going to say go Jags, because, you know, we're recording this, and my team has already won. Of course, they had a big brawl after the game. Maybe that was because they beat the other team so bad.
I saw that.
And I hope this is going to broadcast on Tuesday, and we'll know the results on Monday. But I hope, what are you going to say? What do you always say?
Roll Tide.
There you go. Oh, my gosh. Roll Tide. And for my wife and my kids that went to Auburn, War Eagle. So I hope all three of our teams are celebrating as you're listening to this show next week. I can't make any promises, but it ought to be exciting to watch them play this last game of the season for both of them.
I feel secure about my team. I don't know about that team.
Well, I hope you're right. I hope you're right. It would be nice to have all three win, and, you know, this area has the trifecta of our football teams. I wish my team was as prominent as the Auburn Tigers or the Crimson Tide, but that's okay. You know, we all have our favorites, and I hope we're all celebrating on Tuesday when you're hearing this, or on Thursday, or on Sunday when you're hearing this. So we'll see. But, you know, we want to talk about helping our clients win today, because that's the big thing. Yeah. You know, we help people prepare. And I was up early this morning, and I was looking through one of the pieces of material I use to come up with some of the things that we talk about here. And I read something, and, you know, I always say it's not what you make, it's what you get to keep. And I think I know where I got that, because I read this quote in one of the pieces. It said, "It's not what you earn that matters, it's what you keep that counts." So it's not just earning money, it's how do you keep it. And also, I think I've said on this show a couple of times, an IRA is an IOU to the IRS forever.
Yeah, that's true.
Think about that. Because,
that's true.
And we just finished worrying about RMDs. If you turned 73 during 2023, you still have a little time to make that annual contribution for your required minimum distribution. If you were already 73 in 2022, then you're a little bit late. You can ask for forgiveness, but if you haven't made that required minimum distribution, make sure you do it, because there used to be a 50% penalty for not making it. Now they've dropped that to 25%. And I hear that if you're just a little bit late, you might be able to ask for an exception, and you may or may not get it. You know, that's the IRS. I'm not a tax accountant, but definitely it's something that if you've been putting your money in tax-deferred accounts for years, and that's where a lot of people save. They start out with an IRA or a 401k, and they save in that during their working years. But you got to remember, that's all tax-deferred money. And with tax-deferred money, the IRS is your partner forever, till you die. And potentially, if you're taking required minimum distributions, if your kids inherit that account, they may be subject to continue making those required minimum distributions, even if they're not RMD age. Now, we're not tax accountants, so any real tax questions, we have strategic partners that we can refer you to, because we love working with our clients, tax people, to make sure that the strategies we're putting in will help them keep more than they give away.
Just remember, tax deferred is always better than taxable.
It is, because the government is going to get their taxes. I mean, you know, I think it was Ben Franklin that said, the only thing that's sure in this life is death and taxes.
That's true.
And I don't mind paying my fair share of taxes, but my favorite tax rate is zero.
Exactly.
And you know what we get a zero tax rate on when we take money out? It's one of the strategies that we use for folks. A Roth.
Roth.
And if you're looking to buy the IRS out, we can help you. Now, you know, there are restrictions for putting money in a Roth account. You generally can only put money in a Roth while you're in your working years. But when you retire, you can do a Roth conversion. So if you want more information about this, give us a call. Our number is 251-625-1226.
251-625-1226.
Or you can call us toll-free at 877-251-1984.
That's the number. That's it, Gary.
Okay, very good. And if you're up late at night, feel free to go to our website, relaxretired.com. It's open 24/7. You can find some general information about all these topics. But, you know, one of the things that we help folks do, and we've done a little bit more of this here recently because people are paying their RMDs, but they also, if you want to have money in retirement that has that zero tax rate, one, while you're working, and you can only do this while you're working because it has to be from earned income, you can contribute to a Roth. But after you've retired and you're not working and you don't have earned income, you can't open a Roth. But if you have an IRA, you can convert part of that money in the IRA to a Roth. And you do pay the taxes. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, the IRS is going to get their part sooner or later. Right now, we're in the lowest tax rates and the lowest tax brackets we've ever had. And those brackets are due to change, and those tax rates are due to go up in 2026. So if you've got a lot of money put away in a tax-deferred IRA, you may want to think about converting some of it over to a Roth, going ahead and giving the IRS their part while your taxes are lower. And then when you start taking your money out several years down the road, your tax rate's going to be my favorite rate, which is zero. So zero beats 20% or 15% all day long.
You don't have to do it all at one time either, Gary.
No, in fact, what you want to do is do it over a series of years, at least two, because we've got a tax window here for the next couple of years where our tax rates are low. But even then, if you've got a whole lot of tax-deferred income, remember, the IRS is your partner for life. And not only are they your partner for life, they can change that tax rate whenever they want. So you not only owe them what you think you owe them today, but you may owe them a whole lot more if what some economists are predicting comes true, and our tax rates really do go up significantly in the future.
Yeah, depends on what Congress is seated in force right now. Yeah.
Well, it does. And here's something to think about. And I'm going to come back to this subject in a minute when I talk about Social Security. But think of who our legislators are right now, our Congress and senators. Many of them have been up there for years and years and years. And we're seeing a number of them retire right now. So in 2033, that's the date that Social Security is supposed to get in real trouble, the trust fund that has been paying our Social Security benefits and our Medicare benefits is going to have to take out more than it's putting in. Now, they're going to say it's broke, but there's always money going into it. There's always money coming out. But there won't be enough to pay the current benefits. Now, let me go back to our legislators. If our legislators who are older are retiring now, who do you think's going to replace them? Younger legislators. And are they going to be as prone to vote a tax increase to put more money in the federal coffers so that they can continue paying us all our benefits?
That's true.
I don't know. Also, look at the voting population. Right now, older folks like us comprise a significant part of the voting population. But 10 years from now, some of us are not going to be here. And some of the younger ones are going to be voting. So we're going to have younger politicians and younger voters trying to decide if they want to raise their taxes even more so they can pay for us old folks to keep getting our full Medicare and Social Security benefits. That's a scary scenario.
You're right.
Because we're not going to be the majority of voters. With that in mind, we've just added, and we added this since you retired, we've added a Social Security risk analysis to the things that we do for our clients. We can take your age, what you're getting for Social Security benefits. We look at your assets, how much you're getting from Social Security, how much you might be getting from a retirement pension, how much you might be getting from strategies like we put people in. And we can run those numbers, and based on current projections of what we think Social Security and Medicare may be cut by. Right now they're saying our Medicare and Social Security benefits could be cut by as much as 30%. That's a huge, huge cut.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yes. Now, and if you're living, you know, Social Security is not supposed to be the major part of our living expenses. It's a floor. It's a minimum floor to keep us at least above the poverty line. But let's say if you're getting $3,000 a month, that's at the high end, but cut those benefits by 30%, now you're down to $2,000 per month. Well, our program that we're running, and we'll do this free of charge for anybody, whether you're a client or whether you're one of our clients, if you'd like to have an idea of what the projected cuts might be in your Social Security and Medicare benefits in 2033 when this all could happen, give us a call and let us run this Social Security analysis for you. There's no charge for it. I don't know of anybody else that's doing this in this area. So
well, that's a valuable asset. And people, you need to come in and take advantage of that, because we've both been around a long time, and that's something we can do for you and help you for that. There's no charge for that.
No, there's no charge for it. And it goes back to what we say. It's not what you earn that matters. It's what you keep that counts.
That's right.
So if we can help you keep more of your money by using some of our strategies where when the market is up, we participate in those market gains, but when the market's down, you don't participate in those market losses, we can help you generate more income to continue your lifestyle in retirement.
If we can do that tax-deferred, that's even better for you, folks.
Well, you do tax-deferred for as much as you can. I tell folks, and I've said this so many times with you on the show here, we contribute to tax-deferred programs at least up to the company match. You know, some companies are matching 3%, 5%, 10%. Well, not 10%, but there could be someone out there matching that much. Generally, about 7 or 8% is the top end of what is being matched in a tax-deferred IRA.
Yes.
Well, we've got one strategy right now, and I cannot tell you the percentage rate on the air, but every year for 5 years, it will match what you're putting in. And it's not 3% or 4% or 5%. It's way more than that. So if you put money in a Roth, you're paying the IRS out, you're making a deposit into an account where you're going to get an automatic match just like you were getting in your IRA. And once that money grows in there, guess what? The tax rate's going to be zero. That's my favorite tax rate.
Yeah, he told me yesterday we was talking. He told me about that strategy. I think that's a fabulous strategy, folks. And you need to come in, take advantage of that strategy. I mean, I've been around a long time, and it's one of the best strategies I've heard about.
Well,
ever.
It's one of the many things that we offer our clients. And, you know, you remember the one that we love the most, an income strategy where you can't run out of money before you run out of life.
Guaranteed income for life. Yeah, that.
Absolutely.
One of my favorite strategies.
And to kind of tie that back into Social Security, here's something that a lot of people don't think about. If you're listening to this show, you probably get tired of me hearing me say it. But and we've been through this with several of our clients in the last few weeks, because if you're married and you're both receiving a Social Security check, one of you is going to outlive the other one. That's just a fact of life. Most people don't both die at the same time. It happens. But when one of you passes away, one of those Social Security checks is going to go away.
Yep.
That means you're going to have a hole in that income. We call it an income gap. So if you're using one of our strategies, You can fill that income gap by activating the income that will be just like Social Security. It will be there for your entire lifetime. And this is one of the things that we help people look at for the planning that we want to do for them.
I just talked about with my wife about that just yesterday. We talked about some of those strategies and using some of those strategies for me.
Yes, absolutely.
Because I'm a little bit older than her.
Well, it's not uncommon for couples to not be exactly the same age. Now, maybe some of you married your high school sweetheart, and you both graduated at the same time. You're close to age, but we run into a lot of instances where one client is eligible to retire, eligible for Medicare, but the other person still has 4 or 5 years to go.
Right.
Now, some people are lucky enough that they can stay on their company insurance for a period of time after they've retired, but it becomes a dilemma for some folks. So, and it's the same way with losing a Social Security check. That's a big old hole in your income. Now, put that with a 30% potential drop in your Social Security benefits. Folks, you need to look 10 years out and plan where you're going to be. We call this show Retire Your Way because we want you to retire your way. We want you to maintain that lifestyle that you've been saving and working and, you know, getting up early to go to work, staying late at work, maybe working two jobs. I don't know what each person's individual circumstance is, but most of us really have to work to generate enough money to be comfortable in retirement.
I used to call this show Safe Investing in a New Economy because basically you may not want to take risks, Gary, at this age.
Oh, absolutely.
But you can invest safely without taking risks, and people don't realize that. They think, oh, I don't want to take risks in the stock market. I might lose money.
You know, some people call it the poker chip mentality. Now, do you know why people love gambling in a casino? First of all, they think they're going to win. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, if you really look at it, statistically, you're not going to win. The casinos know that they're going to get a certain amount of profit, and some of you're going to win some of you are going to lose some.
Yeah.
But if you've got money in your hand, think about it. Stack $100 bills in your hand versus a stack of little plastic chips. Which one looks like money? Stack $100 bills.
Yeah, it is money. Yeah.
So what they want to do is separate us from the thought of what our money really is and play with the chips. Because the chips are colorful, they look nice, they sound cool when they're hitting the table, but we kind of disassociate ourselves from the money. If we were putting our mortgage certificate on the table or our deed to our house or the title to our car, we might think differently about making that bet compared to just throwing down a little plastic chip.
Right, yeah, you're absolutely right. I was listening to a commercial about that just yesterday about one of the casinos.
Mm-hmm.
I said, man, you don't know what that means.
And I'm not saying the casinos are bad. You know, for entertainment, go have a few laughs. Take what you can afford to lose.
That's the key.
And, you know, where else do we hear that? Don't put in more than you could afford to lose.
There it is. Right?
In the stock market.
Yeah.
In our strategies, we don't have to call people and say, hey, we had a really bad year last year, but we're going to look for some places next year that we can make that up. I don't want to make up what I've lost. I want to keep growing.
You've lost that forever.
Well, you've lost what you've already counted. So in our scenarios, and we have different ones, especially in an income scenario, you know, when the market's up, we have gains that participate, but when the market is down, we don't give anything back that we've already earned. We keep that, and then when the market comes back, we grow again.
Absolutely. Most of our strategies, you don't lose money. Guaranteed income for life. That's what I'm talking about, Gary. You want an income life, you got a check coming in every month, and you know it's coming in, you don't have to worry about it. That's the security that I talk about.
Absolutely.
And I got clients that every day come up and thank me. I've been in business a long time. And they come up and thank me and say, man, I'm glad you put me in that strategy. I get a check every month. I don't worry about it.
Yep. Yeah, because One of our biggest fears in retirement is running out of money before we run out of life. You know, that's a serious situation. I've been poor. I remember back in college when I first got out and had one of my first jobs, I wasn't making a whole lot of money. And there were weeks where I was stretching the dollar, and it wasn't a comfortable feeling. Broke is never comfortable. I don't care how you spell it. I don't care how small you make the print. Broke is broke. Yeah. But if you know that you've got an income, kind of like Social Security, you know, we all count. I love the fourth Wednesday of every month because that's the day my Social Security check is dropped in my bank account.
Yep.
Now, the thought of my Social Security check a few years from now not being nearly as large, that's worrisome. So that's why I did the Social Security risk analysis on myself. And I found if these cuts actually happen based on my lifespan, and lifespans are getting longer and longer and longer because medical science has been curing more things in the last decade than we've ever cured before, and AI is going to take us even to a new level of being able to make our lives longer and longer and longer. So what happens to that retirement money that we've been saving that now we want to start spending? It's got to last longer and longer and longer.
I don't think you got to worry about that. I know your wife.
Well, I think I got to worry about it just like everybody else because I like to plan. You know, I'm like everybody else. I kind of like to forget about it a little bit. But the more you forget and don't take action, that's the worst thing in the world you can do. I have people come in all the time and say, yeah, I've got this 401k. Well, how's it doing? Well, you know, I don't know. I don't even look at it. Folks, that's your money.
That's crazy.
That's your money that you're going to be retiring on. We call our clients at least every year, and some of them, because they have strategies at different times of year, some of them we're talking to almost every other month and making plans of, okay, what are we going to do next year? Do we want to stay where we are? Or do we want to make some changes and see how much we can earn?
See, you should be like, you know, 401k, and I say, well, I'll look at it and see what it is each year. You can't do that. You got to plan. You got to know what it is.
Right. Safe investing in the new economy.
There
well,
you.
Our economy today is just as new and changing as when you started Safe Harbor Financial, what, 15 years ago?
Yeah.
And I remember the same thing when I started working for the company I worked for. They said, be sure to save as much as you can because things are going to happen in the future. They're going to change. Yeah. The economy's new every year. You know, I'm not going to say it's 100% changed every year, but things change. Inflation is there. Here's one way you can use one of our strategies. And I talked to a client about this the other day. He was approaching retirement age, about 65. Actually, I think he was 66. And he said, I haven't taken my Social Security yet. Should I go ahead and sign up for Social Security as soon as I retire, or should I get money from somewhere else? And I said, well, think about this. You have a significant amount of money in your own pension plan over here with one of our strategies. Let's turn on that income, and let's let your Social Security continue to grow for 3 more years. Do you remember how much it grows every year after you're 66? It's like 7-8% per year. So he can take income out of one of our strategies and delay taking his Social Security for another 3 years so that he gets an 8% increase every year in his Social Security benefits. And here's the other thing about Social Security. Social Security, in years where inflation is raging its ugly head, we get a cost of living adjustment for our Social Security. That's another problem for the federal government because they've got that cost of living adjustment built in. 2 years ago, we got a 9.5%, about 9.5% cost of living adjustment when inflation was raging. Last year, we got about a 3.2, 3.5. This year, we're going to get another 3.2, I think, maybe 3.3. But we're taking income that is inflation adjusted, and we're protecting its growth by using one of our growth strategies to replace income that you lose when you decide to retire, because most of us don't get that same paycheck when we decide to retire. Yeah, you retired, and okay, well, where are you getting your money from? It's coming from Social Security, a pension if you had it, and personal savings. It's that old three-legged stool that we all referred to, and one of those legs is getting shakier and shakier and shakier with Medicare and Social Security. So does a three-legged stool stand up with two legs? Not long.
And Medicare costs like that is going up constantly.
Yeah. And here's another thing you can do with our strategy. Here's an important thing about a Roth, and I know we talked about Roths earlier. When you're taking money out of a tax-deferred strategy, that's regular income. If you're on Medicare, you can make a certain amount of money before your Medicare monthly premiums go up. You're experiencing this right now. I experienced it a couple of years ago. When you make over a certain amount, instead of paying the normal premium for Medicare, which today is about $170, I think it's going up to $172 or $174 next year. But if you make over a certain amount of money, that Medicare premium can jump from $170 to $450. Now, it's a graduated scale. Yeah. So you can put money in a Roth, and during years where you maybe don't want to take income from one source, you could take money out of the Roth. It does not count as income. It does not hurt the amount of money that you can earn and not have your Medicare raised. Now, Social Security, once you're 66, you can make as much money as you want. The government doesn't care. They're going to tax you on it. But with Medicare, once you go over a certain dollar amount, your Medicare premiums per month start to go up. Well, you know, when you look at retirement planning, it's not just how much money can you make. And I hate to say this, making money is not hard. You have to be patient. You have to be a little bit conservative. You have to be willing to take a little bit of risk. But the most important thing is don't ever lose any if you can help losing. Because if you never lose money and you only compound that growth, you're going to have a lot more than you would have if you took a lot of risk when you're young.
Do it tax-deferred if you can.
Tax-deferred, tax-exempt, even non-qualified. You know, you may get an inheritance from someone, especially if it comes from a life insurance policy, that's non-taxable. It's tax-free money. I definitely wouldn't put that in an IRA because then you make it taxable. You could use that in a non-qualified account where you only pay interest on some taxes on the interest that it makes. So this is all what we do when we sit down and talk to folks about retirement planning. We don't just say, hey, let's make a lot of money and take out a certain percentage. We talk about how you're going to be able to keep more of that money down the road so that you can afford to maintain your lifestyle. And to do that, just give us a call,
65-1226. 625-1226.
Or toll free at 877-251-1984. Or go to our website, relaxretire.com.
You've been listening to Retirement Your Way, brought to you by Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope. Those numbers again are 625-1226 and toll free 877-251-1984. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at the same time on the same station for Retirement Your Way. Relax and Retire Financial Services is an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. This program is a paid placement.
Disco balls and bell bottoms, hair bands and tracksuits, grunge and denim. Styles change, and so do your financial goals.
Isn't it time you have a financial professional for the next phase of your retirement? At Relax and Retire Financial Services, we customize retirement strategies to fit your lifestyle. Call us at 251-625-1226. That's 625-1226.
Relax and Retire Financial Services, providing insurance services.